we started to see last week. The word Ella is a very sharp word. No, you come along and tell me that the Iker is what he called Allah. The other Zachanos Yilashram was an extremist. And he said, Masharinu Chazalu, Sha'odam Le Nivra Ella Lizanig Al Hashem. The Lenus Yuziv Shkin Asoy. Shazel HaTainiv HaMiti. This is the Emes HaTainiv. I want to speak about today a little bit. Why is this called the Emes HaTainiv? What's wrong with pizza? It's not Emes HaTainiv. Yeah, I heard a guy say the other day, an Emes HaTainiv. Okay. Guy comes back from Ellie's, it's corned beef, and thus, that's an Emes HaTainiv. They have a Zazach in Yerushalayim, they should bless it. What's with HaTainiv Amiti? Why is Olam Haba, why is Ziv HaShechina called Tainug Amiti? What's about Emes? What's the Nekuda? That means the other Tanugim are Sheker. Why they Sheker? Is this common for common Nekudas? The first Nekuda that I want to speak about is that Emes, the Nekuda of Emes always we find is that Emes is something which is lasting. Sheker ain't l'raglayim, right? Sheker doesn't have feet, it's not stable, it collapses in the end. The litmus test of something, whether you want to know whether it's Emes or Sheker, right? You want to know whether communism is Emes or Sheker. You go check. How long it lasted? 60 or 70 years. In the end, it disappeared. The Sheker. The Nekud of Emes. Emes, the Yatzin, the Nochin, the Kayim. The litmus test of something, whether it's Emes or not, is whether it's lasting or not. Is the first Nekud in Tainu Hamiti is that all pleasures in the world, they don't last. You have the pleasure for a second, any pleasure, the second that the pleasure is over, you have nothing from it. You have to go into examples, right? You go to, whether it's in food, whether it's in other things, the second that the taking of the pleasure is over, it's over. Sometimes you're left with a stomachache, sometimes you're not left with a stomachache, sometimes you're left with a headache, sometimes you're not left with a headache, over the pleasure is over. So the pleasure is not lasting, it's transient. Something which is transient is not emes. Zach which is an emes, no. What does that mean? So a lot of you are going to come along and ask me afterwards. Say, what do you mean? Oh, but b'shas ma'isa. I did enjoy the Zach. That's not the part. The nekud of emes versus sheker is the Zach have an emes and mitzias to it? I'm going to explain soon what I mean. A Zach which has a mitzias to it lasts forever. That means a person gets a geshmak in ruchnius, and you can't go bring the array and say, well, I once had a geshmak in ruchnius and I went away. Because maybe someone's a geshmak in ruchnius. Maybe it was something else. But the nenem is ziv ashchina is a zach that's emes because it lasts. That means it's a zach that's a metzias be'etzim, it's a kinyan. It's not something which is transient, which passes the second that the taking of the pleasure is over. That's the first zach in what emes and sheker is. But the zach is much deeper. And when we say that ruchnistic pleasure is real versus gashmistic pleasure, which is not, the teeth guide is much deeper than that. And the bir hadvarim is as follows. I'm going to explain the whole concept over here. It's one of the yisaidis of Avodas Hashem. He says in the next piece as follows. I want to explain what the Zach is. You should understand what it means. And it's a Zach that if we would take in what I'm going to say now, I'm saying it to myself also, we would run our lives differently. So the Shram says like this. The place for this pleasure is really Olam Haba. Once I heard a deal from a holder, I heard it once said in Yeshiva. He says, Shtei Be'emes. He should say, Umakum Ha'idim Hazeh, Olam Haba. Lashon of Be'emes is Mashma, that you could get this pleasure in Olam Haza also. No, Be'emes. The emes of makom is Olam Haba. I mean, there's a deal that a person could get a bissel pleasure of this ziv hashchina Olam Haza. No, the emes of place is Olam Haba. That's who made a deal. Kiu aniver b'chona mitzvechus adovas, it was created. Makom asid v'chagosa al kain. Pusam ha'odem b'zeh ha'olam b'tchilu. If a person was put into this world first, kidei shaydei m'soy me'ele. If through these means, that he has here, Yuchal Agiel Amakom Shabukhanoi, he can get to the place that was prepared to him, Shuoy Lam Haba, Lirvoy Shom Bitov, Ashekonoloi, Ayideyam Tomer. What does the word Lirvoy mean? Lirvoy means to be satisfied, to be full. That's what it means. Shteiko, that Rufni is the pleasure, Nenam Ziv Ashrina has a characteristic that it's Lirvoy, that it satisfies a person. What's the beer hot problem? And if we understand that, we'll understand why it's a tainuk amiti. The beer hot problem is like this. What does it mean, lirvoy shom betov? What does it mean the person satisfied? We find in Chazal taught us, Aver echod yesh bo adam. A person has an aver. Everybody knows what we're talking about. Aver echod yesh bo adam. Says the Gemara in Sukkah. Mar ivoy. If you make that aver hungry, soveya, he's happy. It means if you don't give him anything, he's quiet. He's satisfied, he's full. Masbioi, if you feed him, that aver, roi, he's constantly hungry. Now that aver is the spitz hanoa of pleasure of Elam Hazeh, which the whole world runs after, right? Arise. What makes the whole world run around? Arise, that's everything that everyone runs around and thinks about and does and runs for. That's the whole belt. Shtein Chazal, that Aver, which is the epitome and the spitz of Hanoa and Taiva Zoylam Hazeh, the most powerful Taiva, no question about it, and the strongest one. Shtein Chazal, Dovanoyer, if you keep it hungry and you don't feed it, if you starve it, it's satisfied. Yet, if you feed it, it's constantly hungry. What's the emic of that? Why is it that way? If you feed something, it gets full up. Now everybody knows that the mitzias is that in all Olam Hazeh types, it's like that. The more a person feeds it, the more he gets hungry. Right? A person who feeds a taivas achila, he has a constant appetite. A person who feeds a taivas noshim, he constantly is shakur. A person who feeds taiva for wine is constantly getting drunk. A person who feeds a taiva for reading things he shouldn't see, it's constantly, that's what it is. The Ramban speaks about a parshas mitzvah by Rishus Gobel, famous Ramban. The Ramban says that the mitzias and rufin is like that. Talk to the Ramban like this. The Ramban says it's part of the mitzias and the bria. I want to read the Ramban inside. The Ramban is directly negar to this mitzias and sharm. Then I want to explain what the pshat in this is. Talk to the Ramban as it. Pasuk says, Laman sefois harava es atzmeya. Rava, says the Ramban, means yirva, satisfaction, full. Tzmeya means you're hungry. What does that mean? Nefesh sveya tikri rava. When the neshama is satisfied, you're called rava, you're full. Means a pasuk. Hamisave, somebody who's a baltaiva, nikri tzmeya. Laman sefois harava es atzmeya. The hatam, says the Ramban. Nefesh ha'odam harava, if a person leaves his neshama satisfied, she'enenu mis'ava l'dvarim ha'ra'am lo, Rabban says, kasha tovoy b'liboy k'tzat taiva. Taiva starts in the heart. A person has a machshava nishtri at dafzai, u'imali tavosei, and he fills up his taiva. Oz yoyisif v'nach sh'taiva yisir, then you have more taiva. V'tiyat tzmeya oy l'dvar hu sh'ochalo asa. Yoyisim yobo yishayna. V'tis'ava oy l'dvarim ha'ra'am, and he wants bad things, sh'lohoysa mis'ava l'hem b'tchila. Somebody has a taiva for a pretty woman. If he drowns himself in that taiva, then he has a taiva for Mishkan Zohar. He creates a bit of a shower of taivas. He brings down this Gemara. If he's satisfied, he's hungry. He does whatever he wants. Yosef nafshe harova imatzmeya. He's going to take his neshama, which was naturally satisfied, and make it hungry. You're going to have a taiva for what you didn't have a taiva for. And what your neshama was, what it called. Ramban describes this process. Oh, but what's the pshat behind it? Why is it like that? What's the pshat? That the more a person gets involved in taiva's gashmias, the more hungry he gets. Must be a rov, it's a mitzvah that everybody knows, everybody lives. But how should be the other way around? That means, when a person goes, the guy comes from out of town. Yeah? Never saw a bar park wedding. He comes from all these out of town weddings, taking sponge cake and club soda before the football. Right? So, when he comes for the first time, he's from Scranton. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And he comes to one of the terraces, Chim Kachai Avram, here. And so for somebody that Avram is not the same, different league than Chim Ken Chai. But he comes to one of the terraces, and he comes to this massive Shmokas board, right? For the first time. So eyes pop out, smile. Looking around again, watch what I never saw Zazach. He doesn't have a Zamusib color. For him, a big yantav was they had marble cake and screen, especially on Thursday, they make marble cake instead of sponge cake. So that was a big yantav. He didn't say tafon. He comes to this thing and he sees them cutting all types of corned beef and sushi and this and that. I don't know what they have. I haven't been to the way for 20 years. Which tells a far that it multiplied itself since what it was. When I left, it was kind of fine. He's coming, his eyes are popping out, right? So he eats and 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 eats until he's full. So the fire, he's now masbiya, he is now full, right? So the question is now, is this guy full or he's not full? There it is, yeah, his stomach is full. But he's empty. What's the plan? That he can't go back to screaming anymore for spam cake and ginger ale and club soda. It's finished. What's his gavar? What happened? There it is, he brought himself into a new world of masbiya. That's a mitzias. I give it extreme mitzias. Everybody knows. Hamevin Yovin, that in every small notch that we move up in Tavis, we open ourselves up to new hunger, even though we're full, quote unquote. We're not full, we're 10 times hungrier than we started. What's the emek behind it? The emek behind it is like this. It says in Chazal, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, Midas Basa Vidam. Rabbi Yochum explains this in a number of places. He said it as follows. Midas Basa Vidam, Kli Reik, Machzik. Kli Reik holds things, Kli Mole Eina Machzik. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. Kli Mole Machzik, if you're full of brokenness, you can have more. Kli Reik, if you're a Kli Reik, there's nothing that goes into it. What's the Emek of Shalom? Why in Olam Hazeh only a Kli Reik? You can't put a thing into the Musak of Kli Mole Machzik, right? The Musak in Rukhni is that when it's Mole, there's a Bechina called Mole, and a person can fill it up. How could that be? So in Olam Hazeh, Yerucham explains, if I understood him correctly, is that all filling up in Olam Hazeh only comes from a Reik, from a need. That means like this. The guy in Scranton, right, was never. How did it work? It worked like this. Let's get it clear. Let's keep trying to the Scranton mechanism here, so we should understand how it works. Kol's man, he never saw a zazach. He never had a zah need. He didn't have an emptiness. So he never had a need to fill it up. The minute he saw that there's a zazach, his mind, his dimming, created a zah. He got a taste of a zah gishmak, and now, when he leaves the wedding, he now has an emptiness that he didn't have before. He has a need for something. So the pleasure that he's going to get out of corned beef the next time, I mean, like this, Kol Zman, he never had a tam in his head, a dimion of what hot corned beef is. He doesn't have a need for it. The minute he got a tam for it, now he has a need for it, he has an emptiness, he has in his head, he wants a tam, that's rake. Rake, the pshat is that there's a place, I have an emptiness that I need to fill up. But Yerucham explains that all pleasures in Olam Hazeh only come from filling a need that you have. I have a need for cold Coca-Cola, and therefore the cold Coca-Cola feels that need. Cold Coca-Cola doesn't give pleasure when you don't have a need for it. Have a riot. That's a cold day, right? It's a freezing day. And you give a cold Coca-Cola. Terrible, right? What's the shot? Either it's good or it's not good. Make up your mind. So the Aruch HaKadosh explains in a number of places that the pshat is, a zach that's intrinsically good is good in an all matzovim. The limit test to know whether something's be'etzim good is to know whether it's good in all matzovim. If it's something which is be'etzim good, so it's not dependent on the need, it's a hot day, it's a cold day, you're in the mood, you're not in the mood, right? I see people at this thing. Is there any advice to us of smoking and drinking coffee at the same time? What is the simple thing, right? Is I'm not sure what causes what. I've noticed over the years since I'm in yeshiva that this is a phenomenon, right? I don't do this or that. So I don't understand the for both. But the next is the zados. I'm always curious since I saw this phenomenon when I was a little boy. The guy wasn't playing to smoke. He needed a coffee. Oh, but once he needed the coffee in his head comes along with the cigarette. So he got a need for a cigarette. Now the cigarette gives him pleasure. Oh, but if he wouldn't be drinking the coffee. See, we wouldn't be in the mood of a cigarette. We're talking about a guy who's not a chain smoker. We're talking about the cigarette coffee guy. Different guy. That guy's need for a cigarette only came when he drank the coffee. The shot is that the cigarette, at a different time, is not giving him any pleasure. No, it's giving him pleasure. If I say there's a pleasure to get the coffee, that's one of the things that I feel a terrible void in my life, that I don't have a haponim. I'm trying to figure out the zach already for many years, and I see it looks like oil and havon. That's one of the things I'm jealous of. Yeah? Of alkoponim, as they vice versa, of the chief guy behind it is that when you drink the coffee, or vice versa, it's not clear what's going on. What. It could be. Yeah, there ain't it. I don't know. I don't think anybody has the need that etzim. So the word is, there's a need that comes. So cold Coca-Cola on a cold day, or a hot tea on a hot day, aggravated me a little bit. This is not a practical guide. It's not Nerla Elif over here. We have a practical guide of what to do on Thursday afternoons when you have a choice between what it calls. Say excuse local Orthodox rabbi, what to do. We're talking here about concepts, tifa concepts over here. So the mishalom from everyday life, but what you do with you buy your coconut, don't call me, okay? Let's go weiter. So all things of Elam Hazel, or Chaim HaKadosh speaks out, all things of Elam Hazel, he speaks out in the Pasuk Ayin, in Parshas Vayechi, Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv, Asa'aretz Ki Na'ema, he speaks out that there are things which are Na'ema, there are things which are pleasant, and then there are things which are Toiv, which are good. Our Chaim HaKadosh speaks out over there that there are things which are very pleasant, but they're not good be'etzim. And he says, the raya is, because when you ate your fourth slice of pizza already, then you don't want it. He says, what is, if it's good be'etzim intrinsically, the teretz is, that pizza is only good when it serves a need. What creates the need is sometimes you're hungry, sometimes you have a gishmak, you have a dimin that you want pizza. Aber ha'mev in yovin, everybody who's yorid l'soif daitom of themselves, understands that all pleasure in olam hazeh only comes from the kli reik phenomenon, that you have a need. The need can be created by dimin, the need can be created because you tasted it once already. That's what Yerucham says. That's why Masbioi Roiv, the whole phenomenon of Olam Hazeh is based on a Kli Reik phenomenon. It's not a Zach which is intrinsically good. It's a Zach which comes to feel a Reikus that's created in a person from all types of reasons. So the more you fill it, the more you're creating the need. The more you create the need, the more there's for it. But it's based on a Tifa Zach that all of Midas Olam Hazeh, Midas Basav Adam is Kli Reik Matzik. Only a Kli Reik Matzik. Because the Matzik where you can put the pleasure is only when there's a Kli Reik, when there's a Makom, when there's a need for the pleasure. Yerucham explains in other places that there's even a deep Tif Gad behind that. All Ra in the world, the Ramchal explains in Das Funus, comes from a header of Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means Toiv in the world is Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away, when there's a header, so then there's Ra in the world. So all Ra in the world is a negative. That's not our topic now. What I'm hinting at is that the etzim, it's all a rake, it's all a negativity. All Ra in the world is a result of some sort of taking away something, of some sort of negativity. But we'll leave that now. The Yisrael HaDvarim is that loik midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, kli rake, mafzik, kli molik. A kli molik can't be mafzik because there's no need for anything. That means when a guy ate, he's a kli molik. He's a rake, he's a kli rake. Biyachas to Ruchnius. But he's a kli molly. You can't put anything in there because he doesn't have any to eat anymore. The need is over. His stomach is full. What do you mean? But the zach itself is good. The territory of the zach itself is not good. The zach only has meaning. Cole's man is way to put it. Pizza on a tray in front of you has no meaning. Maskim? It only has meaning when it's in your stomach. When your stomach's full, it has no meaning. Kli molly and a matzik. That means the zach itself is not an intrinsic toiv. It's a toiv only to fill up something. That's the imik. Of Kli Reik Matzik, Kli Moli Matzik. In Ruchnius is just the opposite. In Ruchnius is Kli Moli Matzik because the word is no matter how full you are, I can still put something in because the Zach is intrinsically Toiv. It's a Zach which Be'etzim is Toiv. The Toiv of Ziv HaShechina doesn't stem from the fact that it's filling a need, it's filling an emptiness, it's filling a dimion that I had, it's filling a Taiva. The Toiv is Be'etzim Betuv. Livrois means to be satisfied. The only place that a person will be satisfied. And by the way, the word satisfied isn't just a physical phenomenon. You know what satisfied means? Satisfied means menuchas ha'nefesh. Satisfied means menuchas ha'nefesh. The raya that a person is not satisfied from physical hanah is because it doesn't create menuchas ha'nefesh. It creates the opposite. Everybody knows the metziyah. The more physical hanah a person has, the more less menuchas ha'nefesh he has, the more he needs to get it. That's the metziyah in the Bria. Everybody has that. And in ruach nizdik hanah, the more a person has, the more menuchas ha'nefesh he has, he's calm. Lir voice means I'm satisfied. What does satisfied mean? What does it mean? I'm full. What does it mean that a person is satisfied? It means that I'm calm. It's a bechin of marivoy saveya. It's a bechin of klimole matzik. That's why Ziv HaShechina is tainuk ha'amiti. it's the only thing that amiti means it's an emes of pleasure. It's a pleasure that doesn't come from filling an emptiness. It's a pleasure amiti because it's be'etzem pleasure. And that's why it's mazik even though it's moly. That's the litmus test. That's what the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says. The litmus test is something, whether it's toiv or it's na'ema, is whether you can put it in even though it's full. If you can't put it in when it's full, so that means it's not be'etzem toiv, it's only filling a need. Then it's not tainog amiti, then it's not lirvois, fakert, then it must be a roiv.